for my edition of Farmer Friday. Got Luke Brown. He's over there near Eddyville, Cedar, Kirkville. Luke, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
Thanks, Pat.
Want to chat about the harvest. In fact, you're in the combine right now. What you hitting, the beans or the corn?
We are currently on corn. We're wrapped up beans. We have some double crop beans to do, so about 70 acres, but we're running on corn right now.
All right. Just give me a ballpark figure on bushels per acre. What are you tipping the scale at?
Very good. Excellent, I guess. 200 plus on corn. I mean, it's been a very good year.
Well, in all honesty, we got those timely rains and plentiful rainfall compared to the last 3 years. It was so nice to see.
Yeah, it was very nice to see. We were talking on the farm. It's nice to get the weather to pull a good crop. Kind of highlights your management. We've had good, last year was a good crop, but when things do all click, it's like, this is, we can really raise a good crop. But, yeah, it's just weather-related, and I'd say I think as farmers and all, we're very blessed to have this big crop, even though commodity prices are low. This big crop's going to definitely help offset the lower commodity prices. So.
Yeah, every bit helps, that's for sure. Talk about those double crop beans. You had triticale on that before, and then once that was taken off, then you went ahead with the soybeans. So you got to have a short season bean there, but you were happy with what happened with those, huh?
Yeah, actually, we're growing those would be a 3-7 for maturity. It's kind of backwards to what guys would think, but in southern Iowa, a longer season bean on your later planting, it'll mature later, but yeah, we do about a 3-7 this year. We did 3-8, with this rainfall, I could see us having 65, 70 bushel beans after a crop of triticale. So that's really good. You get your feed needs, then you get a darn near full crop.
Interesting stuff. Okay, so once that crop is off, I'm not sure what you start off with winter wheat, if you do winter wheat, or is it triticale that you replant before the winter time hits? Talk about that.
We'll do that after chopping and after we harvest some dry corn. Actually, that's going to be getting done this week still. So we didn't go on and do multiple different planting dates. We're just going to do it all once this year. Harvest came on quicker than normal, and we've been combining, and we're just going to, go seed all of our triticale at the same time. So. Oh,
okay, sounds good. Talk about that moisture on the corn. Are you under 15 then? Is that where you're at?
I was in some corn the other day that we sprayed all of our corn with fungicide. Besides a 40, and we were in that corn, it was running 12.5% to 13%.
Wow.
And the rest of our corn, the corn I'm in right now, 3. And we're seeing that fungicide with this tar spot. We've started doing that on all of our acres every year. We're seeing a pretty good yield increase, or I guess, I don't know if it's an increase, but we're maintaining our yield that we have out in the field. And, so it's kind of became a standard management practice for us is using fungicides. It is a little bit wetter, but the yield we're gaining is far offsetting the increase in moisture. So.
That makes a lot of sense. And talk about how the cattle are doing. I'm sure your hay feed inventory is in good shape going into the wintertime.
Yeah. Cattle, Dad's actually been, he weaned some heifer calves earlier this week. And we were planning on weaning, calves off cows. I think he was going to start getting cows up today, actually. So that's happening quick. Calves look good. Cows look good. Plenty of rainfall, lots of grass. So we're seeing the calves they're good size. They're really good size. So
now
compared to what we've been dealing with, drought, plenty of grass out there to grow beef.
Yeah, that's a great item to have. That pasture means so much to cattle producers. Some people go by the sign of the moon on weaning. Is that something you guys do, or you just say, hey, it needs to be done and do it?
We did that. I think we did that in the past. Normally it's just we have time. It's, the weather outlook looks good, so I guess we go more off of the weather outlook on, like, if it's going to rain or be foggy or stuff like that. We try to avoid that. But it's been so dry. It's been an excellent weather for harvest, but it's been so dry, it almost has you a little concerned, but we'll take it for harvest right now. So,
yeah, we hope the water comes eventually later. Hey, talk
about I hope.
Hey, talk about the fall tillage. Once you get the combines done, talk about that tillage action, or do you wait till spring?
We use some fall tillage. So we basically vertical till our corn stalks. So go through, it just chops and mixes a little bit of soil with the corn stalks. It doesn't hardly look like you did anything there in the fall, but when you get in there in the spring, you can tell you've been in there. It just seems to plant nicer. When you're pulling these huge yields, say you're in an area that's 250-plus bushel corn, there's a lot of residue that you're dealing with, and we feel as if that's a good way for us to maintain our soil and have a good seed bed for in the spring. And we do some no-till, and then we will do some ripping on certain farms if we have compaction issues. And we do some cover crops as well. So we kind of have, it just depends on what farm we're on, or if we're seeing problems, or if we need to, say, put cover crops out there to help stabilize the soil even more on some of our farms that are a little bit more prone to erosion.
Well, you got a plan, and that sounds really cool. What about fall fertilizer? You got to do any applications of that going into the wintertime?
Yes, we're planning on doing all of our anhydrous this fall. We actually prepaid for that about a month ago. And then dry, that's always a moving plan of what we got going. But we will do our dry fertilizer. We use DRT to apply our dry, and then obviously we use manure. So I've been thinking about the fertilizer, but I haven't really got it right on my target right now.
Understandably so. As you're sitting in the combine today, we appreciate your time. I've been talking with Luke Brown over there in the greater Eddyville, Cedar, Kirkville area. Luke, thanks for being with me here on my installment of Farmer Friday.
Yep, thank you, Pat.
Note to our listeners, if you want to listen to this edition of Farmer Friday all over again, go to our website, www.kiicradio.com, select the audio vault in the top part of the banner, and then on the right side you can see this podcast and all the other ones as well, right here on KIIC.